For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. And this is another survivor story.
Welcome back, Deep Divers. You're ready to dive in again today. Because today we're really taking a look at a single source. But it's a powerful one.
Yeah.
It's a letter. It's written to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast by a woman who calls herself a mother who finally found her strength.
Okay.
And it is just heart-wrenching in a lot of ways because she talks about the experience of narcissistic abuse, but specifically how it plays out in a family.
Right. And that's, I think, what makes this letter so compelling. You often think about narcissistic abuse as a one-on-one thing, but when there are children involved, it adds this whole other layer of complexity and manipulation.
Yeah, and just the lasting impact,
Absolutely.
So this letter kind of throws us right into the thick of it, right at the beginning with this whirlwind romance she has with this guy. Let's call him Tom. And he's like everything she ever wanted. Charming, successful, attentive, almost like too perfect.
Yeah, and that's a real red flag right there, that intensity. That feeling of being swept off your feet, it's what we call love bombing, and it's often one of the first stages of narcissistic abuse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's like a calculated tactic.
It can be. It's about creating this sense of dependency, making the victim feel like they found their soulmate, like no one's ever understood them this way before.
And she even says in the letter, and I'm quoting here, "He showered me with attention, making me feel like I was the only woman in the world. He said all the right things, knew exactly how to make me feel special in ways no one ever had."
See, that right there,
yeah,
that's the love bombing in action. It's very seductive, very intoxicating. And it makes it that much harder to recognize the manipulation when it starts.
Because you're just completely like...
Yeah, exactly. You're hooked.
Yeah, you're totally swept up.
And that's what makes it so insidious. Because
by
the time those red flags start popping up, you're already emotionally invested.
So what kind of red flags should someone be looking for? Because, this is early on, right?
Right. From the get-go, pretty much. Look for things like a rapid escalation of the relationship, like moving in together, getting engaged, even married, way before you really know the person.
Wow. So that whole whirlwind romance thing isn't always so fairy tale-esque.
Not always.
No.
Sometimes it's a way for the narcissist to quickly gain control, isolate their victim from their support system.
So it's almost like they're trying to cut you off from this.
Exactly. They want you all to themselves.
Wow. And in the letter, she talks about how he would start to chip away at her confidence.
Right.
Make her question herself. Little comments here and there, like, "You're overreacting," or "You're too sensitive."
Classic gaslighting.
Gaslighting. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation where the abuser makes the victim doubt their own sanity, their memory, even their perception of reality.
Oh, wow.
It's insidious.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is. And it can be very subtle.
Yeah.
It's not always big dramatic arguments. Sometimes it's just little things like denying that a conversation happened or insisting that you remember something wrong.
So you start to question like, wait.
Exactly. You start to second guess yourself,
your
own perception of reality. And that makes you more dependent on the abuser for validation, which is exactly what they want.
Wow. So how does this manifest then when there are kids in the picture? Because obviously she's got a family now. And that's where it gets really, really, it's like the timing of it all just makes it even more, I don't know, sinister is the right word.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's calculated narcissist.
Yeah.
They prey on vulnerability.
Yeah.
And when is someone more vulnerable than when they're in that newborn haze?
Exactly. You're exhausted. You're hormonal.
You're questioning everything. You're second guessing yourself as a mother.
So instead of, her partner being a source of support during this time, he just uses it to tighten his grip.
Exactly. He uses it as an opportunity to assert his dominance, to make her doubt herself even more.
It's awful.
Yeah.
And she shares this one story in the letter that's just heartbreaking. They're having dinner with their daughter. She's like 8 years old at this point. And she's like, "Mommy, can we go to the park tomorrow?" Just a simple little kid request, right?
Totally innocent.
But before she can even answer, he cuts in and he's like, "I don't think your mom is up for that. She's been really stressed lately. She needs to rest."
Speaking for her, undermining her authority right in front of her child.
And not even just that, but like making her seem incapable. Like he's the one who knows what's best for her.
Exactly. And that's the triangulation we talk about.
Yeah.
The narcissist creating this dynamic where they're always in control, always the one calling the shots.
It's so manipulative. And of course, the daughter picks up on this. You can just imagine what's going through her little head.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's incredibly damaging for children to witness this kind of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
They often internalize it, blame themselves.
Which is just, and it sounds like for her, that was like this turning point. Mm-hmm. You know, seeing it through her daughter's eyes, she realizes how toxic it is.
It can be that moment of clarity.
Yeah.
The realization that it's not just about you anymore. It's about protecting your children.
And then things really escalate to this terrifying breaking point when he actually threatens to take the kids away.
Oh, God.
He says to her, and I quote, "If you keep acting like this, I'll make sure you never see them again. You're not fit to be their mother. I'll make sure everyone knows it."
Mm.
I mean, can you imagine hearing that from the person who's supposed to love you? The person who vowed to protect you?
It's just chilling. And it speaks to the deep-seated insecurity and need for control that drives a narcissist.
Yeah.
You know, it's never really about the children. It's about using them as weapons to inflict pain and maintain dominance.
Yeah. And as if that wasn't bad enough, she then finds out he's been spying on her.
Spying on her?
Yeah. Like during her therapy sessions.
No way.
She talks about coming home from one appointment and he's just sitting there at the kitchen table smirking. And he's like, "So how's therapy going?"
Oh my God. That is so violating.
Right. Like how do you even process that level of betrayal?
It just shows how far a narcissist will go to maintain control.
Yeah.
They have this insatiable need to be in the know, to feel like they're always one step ahead.
And it gets even darker. Like there's this one incident where he actually raises his hand to their son for trying to defend her.
Okay.
And I think that was like the final straw for her.
You know? A moment when you realize you're dealing with someone who is capable of hurting your child.
Exactly. It's not just about you anymore.
It becomes about survival.
And that's when she decides to leave. Packs up the kids in the middle of the night and just gets out of there.
Wow. That took such courage.
Right. Like talk about brave. Knowing that that's the only way to protect them.
Absolutely. She chose her children's safety over her own comfort, her own fear.
And that's really just the beginning of this whole other ordeal, because then she has to deal with the divorce.
Which I'm sure was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. He fought her every step of the way, tried to paint her as the unfit parent.
Of course. Classic narcissists. They can't handle the thought that they're the bad guy.
Mm.
So they flip the script, they project their own issues onto everyone else.
And, you know, she's dealing with all of this while trying to rebuild their lives, find a new place to live, you know, make sure the kids are okay.
It's a lot to handle. But she did it.
Yeah.
And she got full custody, too, which is huge.
Yeah, the court saw right through him. But, you know, even after all that, he still tries to, like, he shows up at the kids' school unannounced, or he'll just happen to be at the same store as her, always with that smirk. Like, he's trying to let her know he's still there.
Ugh. It's like he's trying to keep her tethered to him, to remind her that he still has some kind of hold over her.
Exactly. But here's the thing about her. She doesn't let him break her. She finds a therapist. She finds a support group for survivors. And she slowly but surely starts to reclaim her life.
That's amazing. It's a testament to the resilience of the human spirit.
It really is. And you can just feel the strength in her words even now. Like she's come out on the other side. And she ends her letter by saying, "If there's one thing I've learned through all of this, it's that you can't save someone who doesn't want to be saved. You can't fix a narcissist and you can't make them change. The only thing you can do is save yourself."
Wow, that's powerful and so true. It's a reminder that sometimes the most loving thing you can do is to walk away.
Exactly. And I think that's a good place for us to leave it too. For anyone out there struggling with narcissistic abuse, please know that you are not alone. There are resources available. There is support out there. You deserve to be safe. You deserve to be happy.
Absolutely. And you're stronger than you think.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening to another survivor story on the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Do you have a story about overcoming narcissistic abuse? We invite you to share your experience and help others heal. Reach out to us on TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram. Just subscribe and send us a direct message with your survivor story. Your story could be featured in an upcoming episode of the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.